Blog Talk Radio.
You know what this is, right? It's the anointed truth of Christ, uncensored, with Elder Andre Prevost, folks.
Yeah. It must have thought I stopped rapping or something.
Yeah. I'm still a best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned, or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh?
Well,
it's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But know one day we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. Do y'all one more.
They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. This is Elder Andre Prevost, hallelujah, senior, and we are live. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ, hallelujah, Worldwide Ministries, hallelujah, and we are uncensored. Praise God. We are uncensored. Well, what does that mean to be uncensored? Hallelujah. That means that we preaching and we are teaching the true and unadulterated word of the living God. We not about to sugarcoat it. Hallelujah. We not about to sugarcoat it. Hallelujah. Amen. We not about to water it down. It's going to be the true and unadulterated word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight we thank God for everybody who is tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Hallelujah. Amen. It is truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. Truly a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We have truly, amen, been having a blessed time. Hallelujah. Amen. As far as the ministry goes, amen, we've had a blessed time all weekend. Hallelujah. Amen. And guess what? We're going to continue to have a blessed time on tonight. Praise God. I am just truly honored to be in the presence of the living God. I am blessed, amen, to be, hallelujah, amen, in the presence of the saints on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. I'm glad for everybody who called in, everybody who has tuned in, the anointed truth of Christ uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. Uncensored on tonight. Hallelujah. So I hope you're ready. Hallelujah. Praise God, because we're going to give it to you straight and uncut. Praise God. Hallelujah. Uncut with no chasers around here. This is how we doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bottom line, we got that word. If you want that good word, hallelujah, this way you come to get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The anointed truth of Christ. We want to give a shout out to Care Radio Network on tonight. Broadcast Radio Network on tonight. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to, hallelujah, give thanks to everybody who is involved. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's Monday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is Monday night. Praise God. Some of us, amen, are just happy we made it through that first day. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, some of us, what we do, hallelujah, we try to make it from Sunday to Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what we try to do. We try to make it from Sunday to Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Amen. But I want you to know that you can make it. Amen. All you got to do is just make it. Praise God. Don't try to make it from Sunday to Sunday. Hallelujah. Understand and recognize that the Lord is with you at all times. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are walking in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You ain't got to wait till Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can get renewed on a daily basis. Hallelujah. That's what we're here for. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you can get a daily renewing. Hallelujah. Of the word. Praise God. This ain't no medicine you can just take once a week. Praise God. Hallelujah. This one of the medications you can take at least three times a day. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to be cured of whatever's ailing you, you can't just, hallelujah, praise God, take one dose once a week and think, hallelujah, praise God, that's going to help some. Hallelujah. Praise God. One dose of this a week ain't going to help it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need a daily dose of the word of God. Let me give you some Bible on that. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Now, how many times do we eat a day? Praise God. We're supposed to eat three times a day. Some of us eat four, five, six times a day. Hallelujah. Praise God. But yet you only want to endorse the word of God once a week. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then wonder, why my week goes so bad? I had an all right day on Sunday. I woke up feeling blessed on Monday. By Monday night, I was all hell was breaking loose because you've been taking your medicine. Praise God. You've been taking everything but your medicine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what prayer lines are here for. That's what we're here for. Hallelujah. That's why we on Blog Talk. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we get all these posts on Facebook, so you can get a daily dose of that word of God. And even those of us that do get a daily dose, we ain't getting a full daily dose. We just snacking. Praise God. We just snacking. Hallelujah. We ain't taking a full meal. Praise God. We dropping in here and there every now and then. Hallelujah, praise God. The average person watches a Facebook video anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes. Praise God, hallelujah. Out of an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, here you go, 5 to 7 minutes, you just snacking. Hallelujah, praise God. And wonder why you're still hungry. Hallelujah, praise God. Wonder why you can't make it through today. Praise God, you ain't doing nothing but snacking. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And then while you're snacking on the word of God, you
Thanksgiving, whole feast of the word of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. You snacking on the word of God. Hallelujah. But you're all up and down social media inhaling what's going on in the world. You're all on the news inhaling what's going on in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all in the streets inhaling what's going on in the world. Praise God. We all in the magazines. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all on the computer. Praise God. Hallelujah. We inhaling everything but the word of God. Hallelujah. We just snacking on the word. And then wonder why our spirit is malnutrition. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we just snacking. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't taking your medicine the way you supposed to. Praise God. The doctor told you 3 times a day, every day. Hallelujah. You taking it on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then wonder why, hallelujah, my spirit cannot get well. I cannot overcome. Hallelujah. Because you ain't full of that word. Hallelujah. You got to be full on that word that you wake up full. Hallelujah. You got to go to bed full. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need that word, especially this time of night. Praise God. We don't get that many callers at night. Hallelujah. Amen. We do it like in the morning and during the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the nighttime, hallelujah, like Ray Charles said, it's the right time. This is the time. Hallelujah. That you need to be calling in. Hallelujah. Before you go to bed, because whether you know it or not, if you read your Bibles, I ain't going to tell you where it is. Go find out for yourself and study this by self-approved. Hallelujah. The devil comes to us at nighttime in our sleep. Praise God. That's when the devil attacks. Hallelujah. Praise God. The devil counsels us. It's in the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When you sleep, and that's when the devil is working. Hallelujah. He ain't gonna come at you while you're alert, because the devil is coward. Hallelujah. He ain't gonna come for you while you're looking for him, because the devil is a coward. He gonna sneak up. That's why he took the form of a snake, because a snake is cunning and sneaky. Hallelujah. So he had to be sneaky to do what he had to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he gonna sneak up on you while you sleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember when Jesus told the parable? He said, while men slept, the enemy came. Hallelujah. And he planted tares among the wheat. Hallelujah. Praise God. While you sleeping, the enemy is working. The enemy is hard at work. Hallelujah. You try to be like God. God don't never slumber or sleep. He's trying his best to be like God. So he ain't never slumber or sleeping. Remember when God asked him where he been? Satan, where he been? Well, I've been just roaming, wandering, going all up and down the earth trying to see whom I can devour. That's what he does. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you think just because you done got saved, hallelujah, you think just because you done got sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost now you think that the devil ain't after you. The devil is more after you now than he ever was before. So you've been lying to yourself. You've been saying while you was in the world, the devil was after you. The devil wasn't after you when you was in the world, because he was doing exactly what the enemy wanted you to do. Praise God. Now that you're trying to get it together, now that you're trying to get it right, now the devil is shooting you down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you were part of the army of Satan, and you just went AWOL. You decided you're going to do what you want to do. Hallelujah. And the enemy is mad, and he's hunting you down, trying to devour you, because now you have turned against the army of darkness, and now you're rolling with the army of the light, and the devil don't like it. The enemy don't like it. The enemy hate it, and the enemy got to get you. Praise God. So don't expect, because you came to that altar, that the enemy ain't going to stop attacking. That's when he's going to start attacking. That's when every lust of your flesh going to come to your sight. Every desire you ever wanted, the baddest chick that you ever wanted, that you ever imagined, just going to pop up at your job. Hallelujah. The first day. Hallelujah. A money-making opportunity. Hallelujah. Praise God. In a slick and evil way, it's going to pop up. Hallelujah. Praise God. But what we got to realize, hallelujah, praise God, is that our life is a story. Praise God. Our life is a story. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in the end, we are predestined to be with Christ. We are predestined to be in heaven with him. Hallelujah. It was written before the beginning of time. Praise God. But everything in between. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, if you make the wrong choice, if you make the wrong decision, if you make the wrong move, if you do the wrong thing. Hallelujah, praise God. See, everything that you do affects the outcome of your story. Praise God. Everything that you do, it affects the outcome of your story. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, when we watch a movie, you know, hallelujah, we watch movies like What's Love Got to Do with It? Hallelujah, amen. You know, the Tina Turner story. We watch Get On, the James Brown story. Hallelujah. We watch Notorious, the Christopher Wallace, B.I.G. story. We watch all these stories. Hallelujah. But these ain't stories. This is real life. These events actually occurred in these people's lives, and we get to sit back from the audience and eat our popcorn and sip on our soda, and we get to comment on what they should have done, on what they shouldn't have done, what move they should have made. But you're not realizing that you are in your own movie, and you are the star, hallelujah, of your own story. Praise God. You the star of your own story. Praise God. And the thing about it is, you couldn't really write the first half. You really had nothing to do with how you were born and what circumstances that you were in. Praise God. Whether or not you were born into a rich family or a poor family, you couldn't write that out. You couldn't write out, praise God, whether you were born black or white, male or female. Praise God. You couldn't write none of that out. That wasn't for you to, hallelujah. You couldn't do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But now you're some of us are at the beginning of writing our stories. You know, right when you get out of a high school, praise God. Some of us, amen, when we get to high school, when we're in middle school, hallelujah. Some of us don't realize we write our own stories till we're in our 20s, until our 30s, and some of us in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, just now realizing that I'm writing a story. Hallelujah, praise God. And just like we take Tina Turner, hallelujah, and we take Whitney Houston, and we take Bobby Brown, and we take the Temptation, and we take James Brown, hallelujah, and we take the Notorious B.I.G., and we take Pac, and we even take Christ, and we put them on a screen, and we look at their lives on the television screen. But just imagine right now, hallelujah, if your life was on that big screen. Hallelujah, praise God. Imagine the decisions that you've made in your life. Imagine them right now on that big screen. And some of us, if we ever get the opportunity to write the story of our lives, we want to make sure we have something to do with the writing of it and how it went, because we want to leave certain stuff out. I'm going to talk about it tonight. We going to leave certain stuff out if we ever got the opportunity. If Tyler Perry came to you right now and said, I want to make a story about your life, I want you to write it down, put it on paper for me, everything that you want in this movie, every scene that you want in this movie, in other words, everything that you want other people to know. Hallelujah. But when you sit down and you begin to write your life story, hallelujah, how many parts you gonna leave out because you don't want people to know? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you were to sit down in front of your wife or in front of your husband and begin to write your life story, hallelujah, and then you get your marriage, and now you got to describe your marriage, hallelujah, years, and you're going day by day, and you were late getting home this day, and praise God, you didn't go home that day, and something happened this day. We write all down what exactly happened, because you know your wife is going to be watching this movie. Your husband is going to be watching this movie. Hallelujah. Praise God. So would you include every aspect of your life, hallelujah, that you participated in, that happened in your life, if it was going to be on a big screen and millions of people, praise God, are going to see. Hallelujah. We got to realize that's what's That's basically what's going on from heaven right now. See, our lives, each individual, we are in our own movie. We are the star of our own movie, and we are deciding the outcome as we go along. You are writing your own legacy as you go along. Praise God. And of course, God has a predetermined destination for each and every one of our lives. The Bible says clearly, for those that he foreknew and predestined to conform to the image of his Son, Christ Jesus. So we are eventually we're going to conform to his image, but how long it takes us to get there is completely up to us. The beginning has been written. The end, it has been written. The question is, how much hell are you going to put yourself through in the middle? Praise God. If your children, your unborn children, your children right now, would you want them to see your movie? Praise God. Would you want them to see mama's movie? Would you want them to see daddy's movies? Would you be proud for your child to watch your movie? Hallelujah. 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 But we got to realize that God is watching every scene. Praise God. Every scene is playing out for God. Things that we hide from our friends, we hide from our neighbors, we hide from our spouses, we hide from our children, God knows. David said, who do you think you are that you think you can hide this, God? When God knows the thought that you ain't even thought yet. You don't even know what you finna think about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's not so much to condemn for the thought. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Not condemned, praise God. Convicted by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Those of us who are sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, we are convicted. Hallelujah. Praise God. By the Holy Spirit, when we participate in an act that we had an ungodly thought about. Hallelujah. The ungodly thought led to the ungodly. Hallelujah. But if you knew your husband was watching you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you knew your mother was watching you 24 hours a day, and some of us are grown and don't want our mamas to see some of the stuff we do. If you knew your pastor was watching you 24 hours a day, 7 days a bit, what if your life was a reality TV show and cameras were all up in your house and around your job and in your car and everywhere you went, somebody was watching you. Somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody that you don't want to do nothing ungodly in front of. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 But we have to realize God is watching us. Hallelujah. God is watching us on a daily basis. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what happens is, praise God, amen, we put more on us than God had already planned to be on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I'm paraphrasing, that our life is short and it's full of trouble. Hallelujah. So why would we add more trouble that's already going to come? See, watch this. It's already hard enough to be in a marriage. It's already hard enough to be in a committed relationship. Why would you do something in that relationship to add more problems than are already going to come? Praise God. Y'all already going to argue about something. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's already going to be upset about something you do. Praise God. He's already going to be upset about something you do. Praise God. Maybe something you don't do. It's already going to be some kind of conflict there. Praise God. This is already beyond your control. This is already going to happen. Hallelujah. because there's something about your character, hallelujah, that maybe she didn't see, or maybe he didn't see it first, and they really don't like that part of your character, and it's already going to cause a conflict that they, praise God, because you don't, you come home from work and you just drop your suit in the middle of the living room floor. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You just leave it there for her to pick up and for her to take it to the cleaners. You never tell her thank you. You never try to pick it up yourself. Hallelujah, praise God. Maybe she just don't cook the way you want her to cook. You keep telling her what kind of seasons your mom used to use, but she never uses those seasonings because she likes that around it. And she, you just like regular seasoning salt, but she don't like all that Cajun flavor. But hallelujah. So it's already going to be a conflict. Why would you add more conflict to the situation? Why would you get that girl phone number and you already know your wife already mad saying you don't spend enough time with her, and you using that as an excuse to get this girl phone number because now she getting on your case? And if you, we always use this old sorry excuse. Yeah, I said it. It's a sorry excuse. If you accuse me of doing it, I might as well. Hallelujah, praise God. You know what you're saying? I'm going to tell you what you're saying. If you tell me I'm going to go to hell, I might as well go ahead and go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think of it. You would have think I heard Bishop Page say, hallelujah, it's a play. The play already has an ending. In the play, all you got to do is play your part. Hallelujah. But see, luckily, you don't have, people always say, I don't got no script. I don't got no instructions. I don't know what to do. Well, first of all, you got the instructions. You got the word of God, and you don't need no script. All you got to know is to do what the Lord tells you to do. Well, I don't hear the Lord telling me to do anything. What is his word? Hallelujah, tell you to do. Praise God. What you mean or hateful to one of your enemies at a certain point in time in your life, and then you burnt that bridge with your sister. You burnt that bridge with your daddy. You burnt that bridge with your mama. You burnt that bridge with your ex. And then something came up, and the only person that you knew that could help you out of the situation is the person whose bridge that you burnt. That's why Jesus said, "Do not." I know you were told to hate your enemies. But I say, pray for those who spitefully use you. Because when you go back to that person, that either one or two things, you either show them mercy or you cut them out. Hallelujah. Since you showed me mercy at a time that I was mean and hateful to you, hallelujah, praise God, I'm going to go ahead and loan you that money. I'm going to go ahead and let you use my car. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to go ahead and get you some groceries in the house. Because when I was mean and hateful to you, you showed me a love that I had never seen before from anybody else. But because, hallelujah, amen, you cut me out. Praise God. I could show mercy. I could be the bigger person, but let's face it. Can we be real? How many people are the bigger person? How many people you go back to that you cussed out? Would you even go back to them? Because you know they're going to tell you no. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. You never know what bridges you got to go back over. You never know who God's going to put on your mind to call in a time of need. Because he said, give and it shall be given. Hallelujah, with good measure. Press down, shake it together and lift over shall. Men, give to your bosom. So whatever you give, hallelujah, a man is going to give back to you. If you give out hatefulness and stinginess and arrogance, if you talk about people behind their back and be backstabbing it, if you go around sleeping with other men's wives and another woman's husband, hallelujah, praise God. Not only are you going to get it back. See, preachers love to use that verse about money. But when you read it, that verse, Jesus was not talking about money. He was talking about mercy and grace. Hallelujah. It's in Luke. Go read it. I'm one of them. Go look it. Google it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't say nothing about no money. He said, judge not, yet ye be judged. By the same measure you judge others, somebody else is going to judge you. And he goes on, and then he says, if you give, then it shall be given. If you give me the benefit of the doubt, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Praise God. Hallelujah. This isn't so much advice. This isn't a philosophy. Praise God. This is a God principle. Hallelujah. If you give somebody respect, you will get respect. If you show people love, you will get love. Hallelujah. Praise God. How do you expect to get mercy from somebody you didn't give mercy to? Hallelujah. You were mean and arrogant to your children when they're acting up as kids. And now you old and wondering why they putting you in an old folks home. Soon as you get sick, they want to take your money and put you in an old folks home. Hallelujah. That's why he said, provoke not your children to anger. Hallelujah. Praise God, because whatever you put out, you're going to get back. This is a story, and you writing the story. You determining. Hallelujah, praise God. See, we already know we're going to end up with Christ. We believe Christ died on that cross. We believe he bled and died for our sins. But what happens in the meantime? Hallelujah, that's completely up to you what happens in the meantime. What road you going to take? Don't sleep with somebody else's spouse and then say, well, the Lord already knew what I was going to do. So now you're going to put it on God that you messed up. I already knew about it. Praise God. So what if you didn't do it? I want to pose this question. What if you didn't do it? What if you changed your mind? Did he knew, you know, he knew I was going to change my mind. The Lord know me. So if you would have done bad or done good, he knew you was going to go either way. Are you just taking a lack of responsibility for making your own choices and making your own decisions in the path that your life goes? Hallelujah. We ain't blaming the enemy. We trying to put it off on God. Remember what Adam said when he ate that fruit? He asked, did you eat the fruit I told you not to eat? Well, this woman, he blamed two people. He blamed the woman and he blamed God. He said, this woman that you gave me, he ain't taking responsibility. Yes, I did it. I wouldn't have done it, but this woman that you gave me. We did that too. I wouldn't have did what I did, but these people are in my life. I wouldn't have cheated on my wife if she wouldn't have cheated on me. I wouldn't have slapped him if he wouldn't have slapped me. I wouldn't have lied on him if he wouldn't have lied on me. I wouldn't have stole from them if they wouldn't have stole from me. I wouldn't have done it if they wouldn't have did it. Hallelujah. Praise God if they wouldn't have did it. Hallelujah. In other words, you telling God, these people that you put in my life. Hallelujah. I didn't ask for these people in my life. Adam didn't ask for Eve. But Adam had his own mind. Adam could have did what God told him to do, but he made a decision. He made a choice. Hallelujah. Some people sitting in jail right now. If my child wouldn't have needed tampers, hallelujah, I wouldn't have robbed the store. The gun wouldn't have went off. Hallelujah. Praise God. The fact of the matter is you made a decision. Praise God. And see, unlike other movies, hallelujah, what's love got to do with it and the Temptations movie and all those other movies? You can't change the events. See, if I was writing a fictional story, I could go back and I could change some stuff. I could erase this and add that. Well, I like that scene. I'm going to change that scene. No, the husband never cheated on the wife. I'm going to erase that right there. They had a... I can change it. But the thing about your story is, the thing about your movie is that you cannot go back and change any of the events that you have already done. The only thing you can do, hallelujah, is make right decisions from this point on. Hallelujah. And from this point on, when you go forward to make the right decisions, one thing you should remember is I cannot go back and change anything that I am about to do. Once I have done this, it is done. Once I have this abortion, there is nothing I can do to get that baby back. I can have another baby, but it won't be that baby. Praise God. Once I defiled myself with this woman that is not my wife, I can't do nothing to take that back. Hallelujah. And look at the events that could occur after this happens. Hallelujah. See, one sin leads to another sin, because when this woman comes up to me and First Lady and said, I slept with your husband, what am I going to do? Stand there and say, yes, I did? Or am I going to say, baby, I don't know what this lady talking about? See, a lot when you commit one sin, that sin usually leads to a lie. It usually leads to well, what you do today? Watch TV. You ain't watched no. That wasn't what you was watching. You was watching something, but it wasn't no. Hallelujah! It wasn't no TV. Praise God! It wasn't on TV. It was live in 3D. Praise God. Well, I was working late. No, you wasn't. Everybody was gone. The place was locked down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you writing a story. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you adding to what the story already got trials and tribulations along in this story, and you adding more. The Bible says it is impossible to believe, but offense will come, but woe to the one who brings the offense. Woe to the one who brings the offense. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the Bible says that God is faithful and will not allow us to be tempted above our measure. Praise God. It says God is faithful. And will not allow us to be tempted above our measure. God is faithful, but you can add. You can put yourself into something that you were never supposed to be in. You could have an event occurring in life that wasn't, you were never designed to go through this, because you added to your life. It wasn't already there. That woman's number was not already in your phone. That phone didn't come with phone numbers already in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you cuss that person out, when you flip that person off, when they cut you off in traffic, that was not already written. Imagine how that person... of what that person was thinking that got shot because they cut somebody off in traffic. You didn't know that person was crazy. Well, that person was crazy. They was going through something. They was post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they was bipolar, and they was schizophrenic, and they were all listening out the car, and they shot somebody, and they was wrong. That person was wrong, but if you would have never flipped them off, you wouldn't have never got shot. You see, we always want to point and say that person was wrong, realizing your responsibility in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have a responsibility in every decision that you make, because you are the one making the decision. People risk their lives every day because of a decision. And as Minister Ray would say, not only they physical life, they risk their spiritual life. You risk heaven or hell every day because of a decision. What if you make this decision and die in this decision? The old folks used to say, don't get caught in your sin. I know we teach that since you didn't do no works to get grace and mercy, that no work take away grace and mercy, but do you want to get caught in your sin and find out if that's true or not? We just a bunch of preachers. What we think the word is telling us. Hallelujah. You want to gamble? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We every day, hallelujah, we are getting ourselves caught. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. With our hand in the cookie jar, with some stuff that don't belong to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not realizing that's why it's time to grow up. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise God. The Bible says when I was a child, I behaved as a child. I acted like a child. I even talked like a child. When I was younger, you know how the old folks say, when I was younger, I used to go off. Hallelujah. When I was younger, I was sowing my wild oats. Hallelujah. I done messed up more women. Tell you, when I was younger, girl, I was a hoe. I was the biggest hoe. Right when I was younger. But see, when I became a grown person, when I became a man, when I became a woman, I put away childish things. When you realize you are writing the story of your life, praise God, hallelujah. You never know what could happen to you, praise God. Somebody someday just decide to write a story, write a movie about you. Look at the things that you are putting in your story. Hallelujah. The story of your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the story of your life, what genre would it be? A thriller? Hallelujah. Praise God. Would it be a PG-13? Hallelujah. Would it be a drama? Praise God. Hallelujah. Of your life. Praise God. A story of decisions that you are making. Hallelujah. Every day. Hallelujah. One by one, decision after decision. Praise God. See, there's a lot of things that are beyond our control, but the things that are in our control. Hallelujah. The things that are in our control. That's the part that the Lord wants us to focus on tonight. The things that are in your control. First half, hallelujah, the ending has already been written. Praise God, there's some trials and tribulation and offenses in the middle, but you decide how much. You decide the level of degree, because God has already had it measured out. Hallelujah, but we go along and we're adding extra. Hallelujah. Well, it's so hard because you added it. Praise God. But what about my grace, mercy, and forgiveness? God gives you grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Watch this. The Bible says that God will forgive your sin and he will cast your sin into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. Well, praise God. I praise God for that. I sincerely do. I'm saying this in a funny way because I want you to get what I'm saying. I praise God for this. I praise God that he don't remember none of the sin that I have committed. Praise God. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. I praise his mighty name. I praise God for his mercy, that he's going to have mercy on me. Hallelujah. But guess what? The people who I have sinned against, they not God. Hallelujah, praise God. The people that you have sinned against, they are not God. Even if they have forgiven you, they have not forgotten what you have done. Hallelujah. Praise God. They have not forgotten what you have done. That little girl that was molested as a child, that has grown up to be a grown woman, hallelujah, that has forgiven the uncle, daddy, or whoever molested them, has forgiven them. They ain't forgot about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. My wife ain't forgot about nothing I done did. Huh? She even forgave me for it. Forgot about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I forgave her for stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I ain't forgot about it. Hallelujah. Praise. We can laugh about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if we can laugh about it, that means we remember it, right? Hallelujah, praise God. See, y'all could probably laugh about it too, but you remember it. You ain't forgot. God, forget about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then you wonder why the next time you go to borrow some money from that person say, I ain't got it, because they remember that I forgave you because you never gave me back that $20. I remember you never gave it back to me. And you're going to have to pay a penalty for never paying it back to me because you're not going to get it from me now. God ain't like that. But people are. Watch this. We as Christians, we ain't supposed to be like that. Christians are. Hallelujah. We supposed to forgive and forget. We supposed to pull that tree up by the roots and cast it into the sea. Jesus even said, if you got the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, not the size of a mustard seed, but the size of a grain of mustard seed, then you could ask this sycamore tree be removed, and it would come up by the roots and go into the sea. And the Bible tells us that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl has been born with their own measure of faith. It ain't that we ain't got the faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we choose, and if you ask some psychologists, they will tell you, we choose not to forget. Praise God. We choose not to. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, and they'll tell you, that the psychologists will tell you, it's a self-defense mechanism. That your brain do it because you ain't renewed it. So it's just doing what it's still in control. So just do what it want to do. And it's a self-defense mechanism. I remember what you did to me, so I'm not going to let you do it to me again. They call that the subconscious mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the mind is so amazing that some traumatic incidents in your life, your mind can choose to forget those. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. So it's not that we cannot choose to forget, praise God. We haven't renewed our minds and gave it over to the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. We can choose. Hallelujah, to forget. I know that sounds crazy. I don't make a decision to remember this stuff. Praise God, Elder. You don't know what you're talking about. That's not what I said. That's what the Word of God said. He said if you had the faith that you could forget it. Hallelujah. If you had the faith, you could forget it. Why you think marriages, hallelujah, last 20, 30, 40 years? Hallelujah. You mean to tell me now one of them transgressed against the other one? You mean to tell me they got along with each other? Hallelujah. They never got tired of each other. Praise God. Hallelujah. They never got on each other's nerves. Pray. Ain't nobody cheated on nobody. For 40 years, ain't nobody flirted. Hallelujah. Praise God. It wasn't no money problem. 40 years. Hallelujah. Praise God. But some people get be married for 6 months. Something happened. They choose. They make a decision. Hallelujah. And when they make that decision, they're writing the story. Hallelujah. So that's why some people's stories say divorce, marriage. Hallelujah. Some people's stories say divorce, marriage. And some people's stories just say married. Hallelujah. And you hear them. They was together forever, girl. Hallelujah. She died in January. He ended up dying in March. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they wrote their story. And their story said that to death do us part. That's what the story said. But some of us changed our story. Hallelujah. Some of us change the outcome because of the decision. I'm not talking about the spiritual outcome, because no matter what you do, hallelujah, God. See, God chose you. You didn't choose God. Hallelujah. No matter what you do, no matter what decision you make, God is going to reroute you and do this, turn you here and move you there. Hallelujah. You're going to find God. If you don't find God till you get your deathbed, God said you are predestined. He can get you to him. But what happens between you getting to that point in your mind Hallelujah. And what happens between now and then, hallelujah, you have control over. God say you always bless. God is in control. God is in control. Yeah, God was in control until you stole that money at the register and got fired. That wasn't God. How you going to blame God? Well, God is in control. No, you was in control of that. But you go, now you want to put it off. You gonna put it, you gonna really put it off on God because you got fired for doing something wrong, something illegal, and something against the law of God. God in control. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to realize, we have to understand, we have to know. Hallelujah. Praise God that we have a responsibility in our lives. We have a responsibility. Not everybody else around us. Eve didn't have a responsibility for Adam's choices. Praise God. Adam had a responsibility for his own choice. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's why God told him, since you listen to your wife, since you listen to somebody else instead of listening to me, since you followed after somebody else instead of following after me, since you went against my word, hallelujah, praise God, because you wanted to do what everybody else was doing, because that's what Adam was doing, what everybody else was doing. None but two people in the world. Eve represents everybody else. Everybody else eating off the tree. Everybody else got a side piece and a baby mama. Everybody else still at the register. Everybody else still at the store. Everybody else fornicating. Everybody else lying. Everybody else dressing like, praise God. Everybody else doing this. Everybody else doing that. So if everybody else doing it, ain't nothing happening to him. But look at Adam's point of view. God told him, when you ate this fruit on that day, you will surely die. Eve done ate the fruit and ain't nothing happened to her. Ain't that our biggest complaint, Christians, saints? They doing all that over there and ain't nothing happening to them. You told me if I do it, I don't die. But everybody else, praise God, everybody else getting away with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he did what everybody else was doing and ate the fruit. Hallelujah. And when he ate the fruit, both their eyes was open. See, the key was him. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I would hear from heaven. Then I would hear the land, then I would forget it. See, it's all over. Because we were the one given the commandment, not everybody else. Yeah, I'm talking to the church. Not everybody else. Not what Trump is doing, not what the senators are doing, not what your governor was doing, not what stars are doing, not what the rappers and singers are doing. What are you doing? Because apparently you are the ones, we are the ones that God is waiting on to humble themselves and pray with my people who are called by my name. This is your story. You worried about everybody else's story. Praise God. What about in between, in the middle, in between time? Some of us walk, oh, I know I'm going to heaven. I know God got a place for me. I know. But hallelujah, I'm so glad I'm going to heaven. But I sure hate all the hell I done put myself through down here on earth. Can you look back, when you look back at all the decisions you made that led to something, not the stuff that was out of your control, not the stuff that just happened, hallelujah, you don't know how it happened or where it came from. I'm talking about when you made a decision. Hallelujah. And then subsequently, some other stuff took effect and put an extra burden on you. You get into your feelings extra hard. You either feel extra guilty, extra burden, all because of the decision you made. Even if you lied your way through it, you still, oh, hallelujah. Praise God, because deep in your heart, you like, I don't even think they believe me. They told me they did, but, and deep inside, they probably do believe you, but it's the guilt you have that you know. Hallelujah, praise God, that you done got over. Hallelujah, praise God. That's that conviction of the Holy Ghost. How you gonna have the Holy Ghost and do all this, that, and the other thing? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you gonna have God dwelling within you, making the decisions that we making every day? Hallelujah. Life altering decisions. Decisions that affect outcome. Yeah, God gonna take it and he gonna use it. But what you understand is when the GPS tell you to take a left and you make a right, then the GPS has to reroute you. Some of us say, well, I was on the wrong track and God used the decision I made to put me on the right track. Hallelujah. I thought you was already on the right track. You made a stupid and dumb decision. Hallelujah. We've all been there. Amen. I ain't the only one that made a stupid and dumb decision. And the next thing you know, you're out of a job. Praise God. The next thing you know, your wife cutting up your clothes. Well, that ain't happened to me. Wife cutting up your clothes, setting them on fire. Getting ran down by, you ain't know your wife was that crazy. She saw you in bed with that other woman. Praise God. You ain't know your husband was that crazy. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't know your mama and daddy was that crazy until you messed up and did what you did. But that would have never happened if you would have never did what you did. It amazes me when people talk about this person did this to me and this person did that to me and that person made me feel like this. Well, what'd you do? I just did this one little time. They could have forgot me, but you're the one that set the sequence of events into effect. So that person would have never did that if you would have never did what you did. But yet we want to call people crazy. Oh, she crazy. He crazy. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I was working at Minute Maid, it would amaze me. The people at Minute Maid would be talking about how they spouses. I remember one dude, Perry. This little dude used to tell me how my girl think I've been cheating on her for the past 2 years. Well, I've been knowing you for 2 years, and you've been dealing with a whole bunch of women around this ballpark, and none of these are women, so for her to think that you've been cheating, it's not like she's wrong. Praise God. But we want to say other people, well, they don't know for sure. One girl told me, well, he couldn't put his hand on my back. In other words, he can't put his hand on me and say I did it. He can suspect I did it. One girl said, he right, but he wrong. He right about me doing it, but he wrong about who I did it with. One dude was, hey, they just tripping. See, the problem is, praise God, hallelujah, we want to blame other people for behaving the way they behave. Hallelujah, as if you had nothing to do with it. They their own person. They responsible for their own actions. But your child would have never put you in that nursing home if you wouldn't have been so mean and arrogant to them when they were a child. Hallelujah. Your sister would have helped you out. Your brother would have helped you out if you wasn't so mean and cruel to them when y'all was in school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We put something into a series of events that once they begin to spiral out of control, hallelujah, amen, we have no more control over it. We have lost control because we made a decision. Hallelujah. We turn on the news at least 5-6 times out the week, somebody then got shot because they was caught in the wrong person's house. Hallelujah. Committing adultery, lying, all on the news. This is happening every day, but yet we live our lives and continuously do the things that we do as if it's not going to have any effect on us or anyone else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the Lord says, then we come to this, we even come to the point, and this is what we don't realize. We come to the point when we realize why we do some of the things we do, why we lie on some people, why we backbite on some people, why we don't trust people, why we like this and why we like that. But we get to that point, and then we use that as a justification for our behavior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a justification. I was molested as a little boy. That's why I'm gay right now. So I'm going to be gay because I was molested as a little boy. I found out what happened. This is what happened. And so now I'm just going. But the Bible say once you find out what that tree is, that's the tree. Once you find out what it is, you're supposed to take it up by the root and cast it away. Hallelujah. You're not supposed to use it to justify your actions. Well, all I saw was my daddy with a bunch of women, so I thought that's what I was supposed to do. That don't mean to keep doing it. Well, my whole family, we was a bunch of thieves. We like to steal. That's what we do. It's in my blood. Keep doing it. That means once you pinpoint it, that's like, God, this is what I need help with because I don't think that. Through the revelation of your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, I done figured it out. This is what it is, Lord. I need you to help me cast it away. Hallelujah, because all we're doing is pinpointing when that spirit, yeah, I'm back on spirits, when that spirit came in. This is the point when that spirit came in. Hallelujah. And I took that spirit on as a friend. And me and this spirit begin to write my movie. Hallelujah. Praise God. Adding scenes that ain't supposed to be there. Scenes that I don't want nobody else to see. The leader scenes. Hallelujah. Praise God. But now that I figured it out, I can't do nothing about the beginning of the movie. I can't do nothing about the first half of the football game. The first half of the football game is in the book. The score is what it is. But I got a whole other half to play. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the Lord says this message ain't about beating people up. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not about condemning nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's about coming to a realization that now that you can make the right choices and the right decisions for the rest of your life. You can't do nothing about the past. That's why he told the adulterous woman, now you can go and sin no more because you are not condemned by your past. See, some of us think we are condemned by our past, so we keep reliving our past. Hallelujah. We keep calling that same girl. Hallelujah. Keep participating in the same activities. We keep doing the same thing, repeating a never-ending cycle. We keep getting locked up and going to jail. We keep going from relationship to relationship. We keep doing the same thing over and over again because we think, hey, this is what I'm destined to do. I'm destined to be miserable and be caught in this cycle of sin and this cycle of lies and this cycle of deceit and this cycle of betrayal. I think I'm destined to be like this. I'm already condemned for it, so I might as well keep doing it. I might as well stay in this gang. I'm going to hell. I might as well stay in the cult. I'm going to hell. I might as well stay in this sex group. I'm going to hell. I might as well keep staying in this drug industry. I'm going to hell. I might as well stay in this criminal mastermind racket because I'm going to hell. Say you ain't got to keep doing what you're doing. It's up to you to finish writing the rest of your movie. Praise God. The rest of your story. Praise God. How is the rest of your story going to go? I know how it started. Hallelujah. How is it going to end? Praise God. Remember the the Tina Turner movie y'all seen, What's Love Got to Do With It? We know how it started. And we know everything that happened in the middle. But there came a point in the movie where Tina made a decision that altered the course of the rest of the movie. The movie looked like it was going to hell. Praise God. Getting beaten, physically abused, verbally abused, mentally abused. Hallelujah. Being worked like a dog, being treated like it don't matter. Hallelujah. Throughout the whole movie, this woman faced abuse after abuse after abuse, but then there came a point in the movie where she made a decision that changed the entire movie. Praise God. Because the movie could have ended the way it was going. Praise God. The movie could have ended a few years ago when Ike actually died. Hallelujah. And she could have been a widow. Praise God. Hallelujah. But instead, somewhere in the middle, that's where some of us are at right now. Hallelujah. We are somewhere in the middle. Because we are somewhere in the middle right now. We can make a decision that's going to alter the outcome of this movie. Hallelujah. A decision for the better. Hallelujah. If Tina would have never made that decision, she wouldn't be who she is today. Praise God. There would have never been What's Love Got to Do With It, the song. That never would have been What's Love Got to Do With It, the movie. Hallelujah. Praise God. But she made a decision. Hallelujah. Remember Ray? Hallelujah. Ray was on that smack real bad. He was on that heroin real bad. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the story could have ended with the way the story going to end, hallelujah, with you in the grave 6 feet under. Either way, it's going to end like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it could have ended with him having a needle in his arm found in a public bathroom or the bathroom of his hotel. Hallelujah, drug overdose. Hallelujah, praise God. It could have ended years or decades earlier than it did end. Praise God. But somewhere in the middle, he made a decision. A decision to reverse that first decision. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, he made a decision. Hallelujah. And then we have some of those movies that they can't reverse the decision. The Tupac movie, he can't change his decision. He didn't reverse it. He didn't make that decision. Biggie didn't make the decision. He didn't change. Hallelujah. When his mama told him not to go, he shouldn't have went. It'd be people telling us not to go. It'd be the Holy Spirit telling us not to go. Don't go over there. Don't go do this. Don't go do that. But we hard-headed. Hallelujah. And we do what we want to do. That's why Jesus said, those that if you're going to find your life, if you're going to do what you want to do, you're going to lose your life. You're going to lose everything I have for you. But if you lose your life, if you quit doing what you want to do, if you quit trying to act like this is Burger having it your way, praise God, then you will find your life. Then everything that I have for you, you're going to find it. You're going to find it. It's going, the direction you take is going to be in your path. You can't find nothing that ain't in your path. It's already in the way that you're walking, in the direction you're going. You're going to find what I have for you along the way if you lose, if you forget about doing what you want to do. Forget about going the path you want to go. Because the path you want to go ain't nothing I got for you on that path. Everything I got for you is on the path that I have for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody out there been married some years. Hallelujah. Thought it would be better. The Lord say it would have been better if you wouldn't have that decision 10 years ago. You know what decision you made. That's the decision you still paying for today. Hallelujah. It would be further along with it than it is, hallelujah, but you made a decision. Praise God. Remember, hallelujah, amen, Jacob and Esau. See, by our life, we should be serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. By all rights, see, Esau was the eldest born. Therefore, the majority, hallelujah, of everything fell down to the eldest son. He was the one that was to inherit the seed and the land and the blessing. Hallelujah, praise God. We should be right now saying that I serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. But Esau came home one day and he was hungry. He was feeling a physical emotion. He was going through something in his flesh. He was hungry. He wanted something to eat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You could be hungry and want something to eat and you make a decision to go rob somebody. Hallelujah. You could be hungry for some sex and make a decision and go sleep with another man's wife. You could be, hallelujah, praise God, hungry, praise God, for some fame or some fortune and steal another man's name, another man's identity. Hallelujah, that's a federal crime. It's all kind of these fleshly desires that we have that we have to be able to tame, praise God. Well, my wife ain't giving it. He gave me no sex in 2 days, so I'm going to go out there and find me somebody else. Hallelujah. The girl at work want to give it to me right now. I'm going to go ahead and knock that down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody called it making a temporary situation. Because when Jacob got home, when Esau got home, his brother Jacob was cooking. And he said, Jacob, I'm hungry. And you would think your brother would just go and give you something to eat. Praise God, if you was hungry. But this man's brother told him, I'll give you something to eat if you give me your birthright. Hallelujah. And he said, What does my birthright mean to me if I die? In other words, my birthright don't mean nothing if I starve to death. Praise God. Hallelujah. My bank account don't mean nothing if I don't never have no money no more. My marriage don't mean nothing if we don't never have no sex no more. My marriage don't mean nothing if we don't never talk no more. My marriage don't mean nothing if this don't happen. My relationship with my children don't mean nothing if this don't happen. My job don't mean nothing if this don't happen. The ministry, it don't mean nothing if this don't happen. It don't mean nothing. So you go and sell everything that God has for you to satisfy a temporary hunger. Hunger gonna pass. You gonna eat again. You know how to get up and cook. Hallelujah. You know how to swallow pride and go in that room and talk to that woman. I ain't gonna talk. Nah, she gotta apologize. You know how to go talk to that man. Nah, I ain't finna go say nothing to him. He know he was wrong for what he did. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to swallow your pride. Praise God. But instead of swallowing your pride, you'd rather, amen, have too much pride and make a permanent decision. Hallelujah. On a temporary. Hallelujah. A temporary situation. Praise God. A permanent decision. Hallelujah. On a temporary situation. Some of us playing Russian roulette. We don't know where the bullet is. We don't know when we're gonna pull that hammer back. Boom. What you gonna do then? Hallelujah. It's gonna be too late. Hallelujah. Once you cock that hammer back, praise God, and boom, it's too late, dude. You done sold it out. You out of there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we can start today. Yesterday don't count. It don't matter no more. It's already done. Saturday, it don't matter no more. It's already done. Friday, it don't matter no more. It's already done. Hallelujah. Today, it don't matter no more. It's in the books, baby. It's already done. But what you gonna do tomorrow? How the rest of the story gonna go? We already know how the first half went. But I wonder, is are you gonna make a decision? Hallelujah. A decision on how the rest of this movie is gonna go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's up to you. It's up to me. Hallelujah. It's up to us to decide. We the star of our own movie. What decisions are we going to make? Hallelujah. Are we going to be proud for? We might like somebody to watch the first half. Hallelujah. But what about the second half? Praise God. Hallelujah. What about the second half of this movie? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's up to us to make that decision. If you find your life, you're going to lose it. Hallelujah. But if you lose your life, hallelujah, you're going to find it. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your word that you have given us tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you being you and it's God all by yourself, Lord. Help us see, Lord, hallelujah, that you have forgiven us for our sins. You have forgiven us for our faults. And now all we have to do is move forward. All we have to do is forget those things which are behind us and reach for those things which are before us, Lord. Hallelujah. We can change the past, Lord. Hallelujah. But we can work our future. And, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We praise you on tonight. And we magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. I've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah for his holy word. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. I want to open up the line on tonight. If there's anybody on the line that has a testimony, a prayer request, a comment, or a question on tonight, the phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Will there be one on tonight?
Praise God. It will be one on tonight. Thank God.
Amen.
We can write our own movie. Amen. I thank God for the word on tonight. How would the movie end? How would it end? We know how it began, but how would it end? That's important in our lives. Will we make the change? Will we renew our minds? Will we restart our lives and be born again? Like thus said the Lord with Nicodemus, we must be born of water and the Spirit. So will we be born again to start this movie over and receive the things that God has for us on this earth and as well as everlasting life? The goal is for everlasting life, not what you can gain on this earth. Yes, this is temporary. God wants us to live a good life while we're down here. That's no doubt. But we still have to keep our minds on the final destination, the final chapter to the book that is written concerning us, and the final take on our lives is what's important. And so if we make it past the credits, you know, most black people die when the credits is rolling in the movie. But so we got to make it past the credits. And we got to make it past the critics, and we got to make it past the naysayers. And so in order for that final take, when it says action, will we be born again to end the movie the way the movie is intended for us to end the movie. And the movie ends in the streets of gold. That is the final take. That is the Oscar-winning performance. That is the Grammy. That is the Emmy. That is the most prestigious award you're going to receive, is that crown of glory at the end of your movie. So thank God for Elder Prevost and how this movie is going to end in our lives. We control it. We can make a decision whether we go be what kind of movie we go have. You know, Blair Witch, the Blair Witch story was a cheap movie. Only cost it $1,600 to make, but yet the movie turned in millions. So if we can start this cheap movie, because we was born in sin, in cheap hospitals, or whatever the case may be, we may have had a cheap life, but we don't have to end up that way. We can start off with no royalty. We can start off with cheap. We can start off poor, but we can end up rich. We can end up rich in this movie. We can end up with our feet on the streets of gold. It's up to us. We can end up living forever. We can end up with a mansion that all we have to do is live right, and it's paid for. I enjoyed the message on today, how this movie is going to end. Pray my strength in the Lord, because my movie go in when I'm going to get the most prestigious award that they can hand out. This earth can't give it to me. There's no organization that can give me the reward, the award that I'm going to receive in glory. You know, I'm getting a mansion where I ain't even got to have a mortgage. All I got to do is live right, and it's mine. So thank God for the word on today, Elder Prevost. I appreciate it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Minister Ray on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God tonight for everybody who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody on the line. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word. We want to remind everybody to call in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. Same time. Hallelujah. Praise God for another word from the Lord. Amen. Remember in the morning, hallelujah, at 6:30 California time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And 8:30 Texas time, praise God. 9:30 New York time, we will be on the line with Minister Ray, Pastor Ray, and the Fellowship of Unity morning prayer call. Hallelujah. Amen. And we invite everybody to call back. Hallelujah. That number is 774-200-4000. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that access code is 786-7473. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's every morning this week. Make sure you call in and participate. Hallelujah. In the Fellowship of Unity. We have had a blessed time on tonight. We thank God for everybody who called in and who has tuned on tonight. Praise God. If you would like to sow a seed into the ministry, praise God, our link is paypal.me/theanointedtruth, or you can send checks and money order to Care Church INC, P.O. Box 183, Arlington, Texas 76096. Praise God. And we just thank God, hallelujah, for all of y'all out there on Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah, who called in and have tuned in on tonight. I have had a blessed time in the Lord, and we are going to go ahead and pray out on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for just being the God of who you are, Lord, the God of second chances. Hallelujah. The God, hallelujah, that tells us if we renew our mind, hallelujah, praise God, and we walk in the way that you tell us to walk, hallelujah, praise God, that the outcome will be greater than our latter day. Hallelujah. We thank you for it tonight, Lord. We praise you for it tonight. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just ask for that faith, that strength to make that decision, that right decision, Lord. Hallelujah. To walk in your way. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight. We praise your name on tonight. We magnify you on tonight, Lord. For you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, that we love you. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. And we appreciate you for everything that you do. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of you, one of us, so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, this is Elder Prevost of the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries Uncensored. And I just want to remind everybody, before you go to bed tonight, say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Now go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all tomorrow morning on the Fellowship of Unity. Y'all have a blessed night.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take it out.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
See it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track, though. Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying
to live our
life.
Yeah. Choices turned to decisions, uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Nah. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Yeah. Give us a second chance, we gonna do it again. Yeah. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our
life.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that place in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with
you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV, and I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell, but yeah. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody. Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.